The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We're joined now by Ireland's busiest man, the CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland. Kevin, tell us, obviously, this is a really serious situation. Where are we at in terms of supply of fuel to this country?
Supply of fuel to the country, we're fabulous. We're great. We've you know, full tanks because we can't get them out of the terminals and refinery into the forecourts and into people's homes and into people's cars and vans and trucks and coaches. So in terms of supply, we're great. In terms of getting access to it, things are very, very grave. We last figure I have, it's an estimate rather than a precise figure, but it's a well-informed estimate, is that we have about 500 forecourts around the country now out of fuel. That's out of 1,600.
So around a third.
One in three, yeah. And it's not every third one around the country.
No,
because Galway was most hit first. So there's a particular concentration around there. Cork City got really bad panic buying 48 hours ago. The contagion came to Dublin and the East Coast yesterday. So the panic buying is now driving this as much as the actual problems with distribution. But if we don't get fuel moving, and currently fuel is not moving, Whitegate opened for a very short period of time. Only two trucks got out of there before protesters closed it down.
And
again,
what happened? Why did it close down? Because it did seem like they were letting some through, didn't it?
The two trucks got out. I don't want to mislead people with, I haven't been there in person and I'm getting second and third hand reports, but I have to say it seems that the policing operation has not been effective in securing secure passage for tanker trucks out of the refinery, in and out of the refinery.
Okay. There's also been reports of at least one ship off the coast waiting to see if it can make a delivery of oil. And do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's not waiting to see if it can make a delivery. It cannot make a delivery.
Okay.
So about a vessel containing close to 7 million litres of diesel was due to land in Galway at 8 o'clock this morning. Actually, because of weather, it wasn't able to land quite that early. But it cannot now dock because the regulations that govern the treatment of dangerous substances and, you know, obviously petroleum products are a dangerous substance, mean that that cannot be unloaded because the emergency entrance and exit to that terminal have been blocked by protesters. That means you can't get an emergency vehicle in and out. Therefore, you cannot unload the dock. It would be unlawful. In fact, if the company did unload it, they would be prone to criminal prosecution with 2 years imprisonment and €10 million in fines.
Okay.
That's how much they
can
do.
So you started off by quite rightly saying the supply is fine, but for now it is, but potentially if ships can't deliver quantities of fuel to this country, then we are looking potentially at really major problems into the medium to long term, potentially.
Well, the other issue with deliveries coming in is that because fuel hasn't moved out of the terminals, there's nowhere to put it. You can't put it into tanks. And so then you have the option, do you leave a vessel at anchor at sea, waiting until they can actually unload because you have room in the tanks to put it in.
Well, they'll go elsewhere, I presume.
Exactly that. We're at a time when there is a global squeeze on demand. We've been really, really successful in this country. And I'm not just talking about my members, with government, with the National Oil Reserves Agency. We've been really successful in ensuring we have had security of supply throughout this entire crisis.
That's now...
The UK have not. Like, we're far better positioned than the UK.
But is that now threatened?
Well, if you have a vessel full of fuel that you can't unload in Ireland, people will just send it on to the UK where they have a more dire need.
Do you have a message for the protesters? Do you want to say anything to the protesters tonight?
Absolutely, Shani. Appreciate the opportunity. Let's not wait for the Gardaí to get involved. Like, the idea of the army going in and targeting people who, I believe, the vast majority are decent people with real concerns who want to get their voice heard. I have an awful lot of empathy and sympathy for them. But do we really want to get to the point where the Gardaí are arresting people, where vehicles that people depend on for their livelihood are impounded? Lads, just take a step back and make sure that we can get the fuel out that people are relying on.
I don't get a sense, Kevin, and I obviously don't speak for them, I don't get a sense that they're minded to take a step back.
I don't have a high degree of confidence, but I'm an optimist. You asked me if I had a message for them. That's the message I would have for them.
Yeah, no, fair. No, absolutely fair. Is there any point asking people not to panic buy? Is that an unfair thing to ask of people?
What I can say is, if we get access to those terminals, We have spoken to the department. It may have come in while I've been sitting talking to you to look for a derogation on driver's hours to allow us to get the drivers to work a little bit longer in order to increase the pace with which we can get fuel out. We will catch up. At the moment, with 500 forecourts out of stock, that could take us a week. The longer this goes on and the more people promote or the more people engage in panic buying, the longer it's going to take. If you can manage for a couple of days, please do. Just leave it a couple of days.
Okay. It sounds just finally like we're in a bit of a race against time here.
We are. And the problem gets exponentially worse. Another couple of hours, it will be considerably worse than it is now. We need to get the access to those terminals open straight away.
Very finally, do you feel vindicated by the report yesterday about what happened when the war in Iran initially started?
If I was having a better day, I would come to both of you and say, I told you so. I don't have time today. I really don't.
Fair enough. Kevin McPartland, CEO of Fuels for Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.